In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. After the miracle of Jesus Christ feeding the multitude, the way that day ended is the multitude saw that the disciples got into the boat, and they crossed to the other side of the sea. And remember, in that night, this is the night when Jesus stayed in the mountain, and he remained in the mountain praying. The very next day, the multitude, they got up early in the morning and they went to the place where they saw Jesus last. They didn't go to the other side where the disciples had crossed, but they went to the place where Jesus, they had seen him last. And the reason behind this is that the night before or the day before, they had witnessed a great miracle. But not just they had witnessed a great miracle, they had witnessed a great miracle that benefited all of them. Why? They sat with him, they listened, good words, good teachings, a beautiful sermon. And then at the end of the sermon, everybody ate bread and fish. They're very nice, okay? And nowadays, if you go to a restaurant and order a fish meal, how much? $25, $30, okay? But for free, you get to go and you sit, listen to words, and at the end of the day, you get to have a nice fish meal. It reminds me of one time Ambantonius Morus from Africa was visiting, and he was sharing with us a story. They had gone to one of the villages and they started service, and of course, there are some locals usually that in this area. So they asked the locals that gathered the people were going to have a Bible study. So all the people gathered in the church, and Ambantonius got up there, and then he started preaching, and then everybody was sitting there, and everybody was very attentive. And he was really, really happy, yani, with the outcome. The church was packed. So Salib, yani, a lot of people came. And then at the end of the sermon, they got up to pray, and when they got up to pray, Sayyidina turned to the congregation, and he said, now go in peace, the peace of God be with you all. And right when he said this, everybody sat down. The Sayyidina looked at me and says, go in peace. And the people aren't going anywhere. And then he's not getting what's going on. So one of them came to him on the side and he said, they are waiting for the church allowance. So what is this church allowance? So it turns out that there are some missionaries that have been going to this village, and they have gotten the congregation or the people accustomed to come to church, and you're going to get money before you leave. Okay, so this is what you call the church allowance. So you come, you go to church, and then so of course everybody went to church, not because necessarily they're interested in the teachings or the words that are being said, but they're all interested in what? In the church allowance. فرح سيدنا, he turned to the servant وقال له, لا احنا, we don't give church allowance. بيقولي, they had to take me through the back door. I had to exit the church through the back door because there's no church allowance. So the very next week, we called for the Bible study again, and he said something like, only four people showed up. So these people all went to Jesus that very next day because they had a really nice meal before. So they didn't find Jesus. So they said, okay, and who's next in line? The disciples. Okay, so they crossed the other side to where the disciples were. And to their surprise, when they got to the disciples, they found that Jesus was there. Because remember, this is the night when Jesus walks on the water and he crosses. So right when they see him, هم عاملين نفسهم إيه they care, يعني إيه they pretend to care too much. He said, Lord, when did you come here? يعني they want to start a conversation. But طبعا ايه ربنا فائسهم يعني God, he knows what's in the heart. Jesus knows what's in the heart. So he tells him, you seek me not because you saw the signs. In other words, he says, you seek me not because you want me, but you seek me because you ate. Because you ate. And this is what I want to take just a few minutes to meditate with you. Is why we seek Jesus. because there are different people that seek him for different reasons. There are some people that are following Jesus for the glory of being his followers. I see throughout the years, it has become known, يعني, in following Jesus, cats can sometimes be a prestigious thing or can be a glorious thing, okay? I remember when I, one time, I met a little boy and I asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he says, when I grow up, I want to be an abuna. And I said, what do you want to be an abuna? He says, so that everybody can kiss my hand. I'm like, but they don't kiss abuna's hand anymore. They fist bump, they high five, and sometimes they say, what's up? They can do anything, you know. So, but you don't understand, you only see that part. But then besides this, abuna, بياخد على دماغه a lot of times, يعني has to deal with a lot of bad things. But sometimes it has settled in people's mind that following Christ is a glorious thing, is a prestigious thing. So where do we find this in the Bible? One time a mom of two of the disciples went to him. And she said to him, Lord, I want my two kids to sit next to you in your glory, in your kingdom. I want one of them to be in your right-hand side, and one of them to be in your right hand, and the other one would be on the left-hand side. Mean, who is this woman? Marat Am Zebedee, the wife of Zebedee, okay? The mom of James and John. And she said to him, I want my kids to sit one in your right and one in your left. So Jesus looked at her and he said, can they be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized? And can they drink of the cup that I will drink? She says, yeah, sure, why not? Anything, we'll give anything to get some glory, to get some glory. Imagine that a king, she thinks in Jesus' day is the one that's coming to restore the kingdom of David. Okay, he's going to sit in a throne, and John in the right, and James in the left, whichever, يعني, okay, حاجة very prestigious. So Jesus looked at him and he says, they will be baptized with that baptism, and they will drink that cup. But to sit on my right and my left has already been given to someone else. This was a test not for her, but a test for the two disciples. But you know what? The two disciples, they succeeded. Especially the one on his left. Hello, I mean. John, the one in his left. John, he did not leave Jesus at all. Even when he saw him on the cross. What happened, John? We thought that your perception and your understanding of the kingdom was going to be a throne and servants that are serving him. All of a sudden, the definition of this kingdom and of this throne have been completely transformed into something different. All of a sudden, it became a cross. All of a sudden, it became a sign of shame. All of the sudden, instead of servants glorifying him and serving him and bowing to him, it's a bunch of Romans and Jews shaking their heads and saying he saved others and he can't even save himself. But John didn't go anywhere. Do you know why? Because John loved Jesus. Because he followed Jesus not because he was seeking fame or glory, or prestige, or anybody to kiss his hand, or anybody to call him Sayyidna, wala Abuna, wala nothing, but he was seeking Jesus because he loved Jesus, right? So there are those people that are seeking him because they love him, and others that are seeking him because they want the fame and the glory. There are some other people that were seeking Jesus to fill their tummies, just like the multitudes. They felt that in following Jesus, they get a sense of security, guarantee. So we all want to feel the sense of security and guarantee. We want to make sure that we are assured that tomorrow we are going to have something to eat. We want to make sure that tomorrow we're going to be able to pay our bills, right? And we are following Jesus sometimes because we feel that if we do this, he is going to give us that. We feel that this is an investment that is not going to go bad. Ananias and Sapphira, they saw a guy by the name of Barnabas. Barsabba, okay. And then this guy, he had a field, and he sold the field, and he laid at the feet of the disciples, and the disciples took, gathered money from everybody. Okay? Sounds almost like socialism, okay? But he gathered money from everybody, and they divided to everybody according to their need, and everyone had something, and nobody needed to worry about anything. Hanania and Sapphira, they said, you know what? That's a cool thing. I don't need to worry about paying my bills. Okay? How about this? I'm just going to collect my paycheck. Okay, I'm going to give it to him and he takes care of me. So do you see what the purpose is? Right? I'm giving him so he takes care of me. So I'm not giving him because I want to give him. But I'm giving him because what? Because of me. Right? So everything, sometimes it turns that... Even the good things that we're doing, we're not doing it out of love, but we're doing it out of selfishness. You see what I'm trying to say? Okay, I'm doing it because I want the return. But if I'm not going to get a return or I'm not guaranteed the return, then of course I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep it. And this is why when Hananiah and Sapphira were still doubting this new investment plan, if I may say, you know, And they don't know if this is going to succeed, is going to fail. Are they going to declare bankruptcy after, you know, a little bit? And because the need is going to be way more than the supply. So they said, how about we secure ourselves? So we'll give them some and we'll put on the side some. Why? Because in case if he can take care of me, then I can take our care of myself. Do you see how everything is revolving around me and myself? Everything is just about me. But when you're following God, it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be, Lord, I'm following you because I love you. Because I want to be with you. There are two types of children. There are some children that come to you, right, in the middle of the night, and they said, Baba, I need this, give me this, take me to this, do this, quiet. And there's a kid that will come to you at night and said, can I give you a hug? You understand? Okay. Now the question, this is a trick question. Okay, pay attention. This is a trick question. Which one will you love more? It's a trick question. عارفين لو قلت the second one اللي بيقول can I give you a hug? It's a wrong answer. You know why? Which one will you love more? أقول لكم, you love both the same. You love both the same. But the one that says, Baba, can I give you a hug? He is the one that loves you more. You understand what I'm saying? He is the one that loves you more. But you love both the same. And this is God, right? God is a father, right? And as a father, he loves everyone equally. He loves everyone equally. But the question is, do we all love him equally? Do we all love him equally? Tomorrow we're celebrating the feast of one of the greatest saints. I consider him the GOAT, okay? The greatest of all time, yani, okay? I consider him the Mishbah, okay? No, I consider him the greatest of all time, okay? Why? Because this man, right? He had possessions, right? His name is Ambabola, Sembola, okay? And Sembola, he had an older brother named Peter, okay? And they inherited a lot of money. And his older brother, he says, because I'm older, I'll take all the money and you take something little. Hello, this is not fair. He said to him, that's not fair. He says, okay, let's go to the lawyer or let's go to the judge. And the judge is going to settle this thing. On his way to the court, he saw a funeral of a rich man. He looked at the rich man's funeral and he said, well, this man died and he took nothing with him. What am I fighting for? Fighting for money? Forget it. And then he withdrew himself and he disappeared without anybody knowing, and deep, deep, deep into the desert. Where he lived there in the desert, in a small cave that he had found, and next to the cave, a stream of water that God provided him kinda out of nowhere, water out of the rock, kind of like Moses style, okay, from the Old Testament, right? And every day he would send him a raven carrying half a loaf of bread, and he lived there for long. Two accounts, one says 70 years, and one says 90 years. Whether 70 years, whether it's 90 years, it doesn't matter. But I bet you anything, he wasn't even counting the years. He didn't care about how many years, because he was living the life. He was living the life that I tell you, you and I will never be able to live. Do you know why? Because we're all occupied with worldly things. And this man did not care about any worldly things. This man, all he cared about, I want to be with you, Jesus. Not because you fed me. Not because you sent me the loaf, half a loaf. Not because you opened a stream of water out of a rock for me. Not because of seeking any fame or glory. He had none. Nobody even knew about him. He didn't even wear a monastic robe. You know what he wore? He wore fibers that he took out of palm trees. Just a fiber out of palm trees. He took it and somehow he made it into a tunic that he put in himself to cover himself. Nobody called him Abuna. Nobody called him Sayyidna. Nobody knew anything about his account until the time of his departure. When an angel appeared to St. Anthony and told him, there is a man in this inner desert. Listen to this. That the world does not deserve that he steps on it with his feet. The world that does not deserve that this man walks on it with his feet. It is through this man's prayer that the river, the water of the river rises. It is through this man's prayer that the fields yield their crop in season. It is through this man's prayer that all these things are happening. Who's this man? Nobody knows about him. He says, go walk in the desert and you'll find him. He walked, walked, walked until finally he came to find him. When St. Paul saw him, he went and hid in his cave and closed the door, because he hadn't seen a man for 70 or 90 years. So St. Anthony knocked on the door and he said, I knock and it shall be open unto me. I seek and I find. I ask and it shall be given to me. I knock and the door shall be opened unto me. You accepted beasts unto yourself, because he saw a St. Paul is running back into his cave. A bunch of beasts are running with him. He made them pets through years. Okay, lions and whatever other animals out there in the desert, he made of these pets. He said, you accepted beasts unto yourself, accept me. And he opened. They hugged, they prayed. And at the end of the day, God sent them a whole loaf of bread instead of just half. You guys all know the story. But this is a story of a man that followed God, not because he ate, and not because he wants, and not because he seeks fame or glory, and not because of any of that. It's because, God, I love you. God, can I give you a hug? Wake up in the morning and say this to God. You know, yeah, now we wake up in the morning, we say, God, we want, we want, we want, we want. ما تيجي كده tomorrow we wake up in the morning نقول له good morning God how are you feeling. God feels bad على فكرة sometimes. God feels sad sometimes because of our sins. How are you feeling? Can I give you a hug? Take a hug from God, okay? And go about your day. صدقوني your life is gonna be a lot different. Glory be to God forever. Amen.